Masechet Kelim Perek Kavav Mishnah Aleph. We'll talk about leather in this perek. We'll first talk about utensils made of leather or wood that are put together, that are flat, but they're tied close, and they eventually form a container. We'll talk about utensils, a list of utensils that this law would apply to. Sandal Imki, this certain type of sandal that was leather with the string through the slits, sort of like shoelaces. A person would put his foot into this piece of leather and then tighten the string and it would close around his foot. Vekis shel shenasot, a drawstring purse, leather that had a string through different parts of it, and then they would pull on the string and it would close the pouch. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af kefifa misrit, adds Rabbi Yehuda, to whatever the law is going to be, also this keli called a kefifa mitzrit, which is a basket made of palm strips. The basket was made from palm branches and had a drawstring. When the string was pulled, then the edges of the palm came together and formed a basket. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel made af sandal ladiki kayotze bahen, adds in Rabban Gamliel another type of sandal called a sandal ladiki, similar to the above sandal that we mentioned above. The following law applies to, which is, we know that when it comes to leather or wood, they can only become tameh if they have a container. So here, because of the drawstring that all of these items have, when the drawstring is pulled, they're capable of becoming tameh, and even after the strings are there, they could lose their ability to become tameh if the strings are removed. So we say, hare elu mitameein umitaharin shelo be'uman. They could become impure. They're capable of becoming impure, tameh. And also, they're capable of becoming tahor, which is they lose their ability to become tameh. Shelo be'uman, without a craftsman, even if a non-craftsman puts in the drawstring, now it's a keli with a container, could become tameh. Or if a non-craftsman takes out the drawstring, it now loses its ability to become tameh. Amar Rabbi Yosef, v'halo kol hakelim tameein umitaharin shelo be'uman. So asks Rabbi Yosef, but doesn't that apply to all utensils, that all utensils could be made tameh and then made tahor without an uman? The law here that it gains the ability or loses its ability even through a non-uman, non-professional, is not unique. There's no hidush. If it's a container, it's a container, and it can become tameh. If it's not a container, it's not a container, and it cannot become tameh. So there's no difference in how all things, how this applies to. So he doesn't really understand the hidush. So therefore, we say the following, which is the difference. Rabbi Yosei is going to agree there is a difference between these kelim and others in terms of a hidyot, but different than the above hidush, because it's a keli or it's not a keli. So, and that applies to all kelim. So, aval elu afal pishehen mutarin teme'in shahediot yachol ahziram. What Rabbi Yosei does say is, yeah, here there is a difference. Even after the drawstring is removed, the item still has the ability to become tameh because the hediot, a regular guy, a non-craftsman, has the ability to put them back in and to turn it into a keli once more. So therefore, since it's so easy to put the drawstring back in and to turn it into a container, they're considered to be complete. Even if the drawstring is not there, they do not lose their ability to become tameh once the drawstring was in there originally. Lo amru ella bekififa mitzrit. He says, but this law, the rabbis didn't say that the drawstring loses the ability to become tameh if the string is removed, ela bekififa mitzrit, except with a palm strip basket. The drawstring is more difficult to put in over there properly. Sha'af ha'uman en yochol ahzira, that even a professional doesn't have the ability to repair it so easily unless he's a real expert. So that type of basket is broken if the drawstring is removed and it can no longer become tameh.